And I told Brittany that the song "We Didn't Start the Fire" did not apply to me at said time, because I did start that fire.
You sure did, buddy.
And it burned.
The burning ring of fire, and burn, burn, burn,
burned like when I pee.
Okay, so Reno, what we're gonna do?
Act of mating.
What we're gonna do, Reno, is that you and I are gonna have a chat. So first, we're gonna do Mr. Cack and me because I need to get another episode.
Nerd.
Welcome to Mr. Cack and me. That's Reno. He's back. I mean, I guess you can't see him, but Reno's back. It's another Reno episode.
I'm here.
He is here. So, you know, we had Trista last week, and maybe Reno this week, and you know, maybe Trista next week. Who knows? Who knows how this is gonna go? Who knows? I know.
I don't even know.
But I'll never tell. Not going to do it. All right, Reno. So there is one topic that I for sure want to talk to you about, and it's a topic I brought up at a lunch we recently had. But before we go into that topic, I want to backtrack to this lunch that we previously had. So Reno and I, we went and watched a movie. We went and watched Shang-Chi, Legends of the Ten Rings. And with that, we typically will have a meal either before or after our movie date. And because we were going to a 1:30 movie, Reno and I decided we were going to eat lunch beforehand. That seemed like a very reasonable adult decision to make, you know, not waiting until 4 o'clock to eat lunch. So we met up. Reno picked a place. He picked Kobe. We went there. It's a hibachi style grill. But Reno, oh, hey, new follower.
Hey, guy.
Nerd alert.
Ah.
Well, host 2312, welcome, and thank you so much for the follow. So we decided we were going to go eat at this hibachi restaurant, and there Reno was like, "Have you ever tried this place?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Well, they've got this one thing, an appetizer. We should try it, or we should have it. You should try it." And it was called, what, fried stuffed avocado?
Yes.
Reno, do you remember all the stuff that was in this avocado?
I don't recall each ingredient, but it was spicy mayo and eel sauce, and I think some tuna was in there, maybe some crab meat. I don't remember.
I've been having frantic wet dream visions about these fried avocados, man. It was so good. One, it's fried. Two, it's basically you take the pieces of the best kind of sushi I liked, which I love fried sushi that have cream cheese in it. Yes, it's a heart attack. Yes, I love it. The eel sauce, the spicy mayo, a spicy form of either, you know, tuna, salmon, crab, whatever. That one doesn't really all that much matter to me. And then the cream cheese. And then you fry that, and that's like my preferred type of sushi. Then you put that inside of an avocado. And I thought to myself, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. Avocados, you know, it's kind of hit or miss. You heat up an avocado, you get a little bit of fried breading to it, and it's just like, it's orgasmic. It's a different experience, Reno.
It's awesome. It's the greatest thing I've discovered.
I had to call my wife and make sure she knew I wasn't cheating on her, but that I was going to make love to those avocado slices, bro, because I don't know, it was something else. Just the consistency, the texture, like everything of it worked so well. And I'm not a big, like, pretentious up my own ass foodie. Also, my new favorite saying is up my own ass.
Disclaimer.
But it's like one of those things where, like, just everything about it hit just right. Because, like, the avocado is so soft, man. And you bite into it, so it's like you're not getting any kind of, like, crunch or pushback. It's just one flavorful...
It's just giving. It's just giving.
But yeah, this is awesome.
You can actually thank my father for that. Because I'd eaten at Kobe several times and loved it and, you know, the other food and whatnot. But I had never eaten that because I was always too, you know, gun shy on like, you know, I don't really want to pay to get stuffed avocados. I didn't fried stuffed on. I don't know. You know, like you're rolling the dice there, right? You don't know what you're getting. And my dad is, and I'm like this to an extent, but he comes to a new place and he wants to try everything. anything and everything. He doesn't care how much it costs. So me and Brittany and my mom and dad go eat at Kobe. And we roll up. Dad's like, I want one of those. I want one of those. And let's try one of these. Okay. Great. What about the meal? He's like, I don't care about that. So they bring out the appetizers. And the stuffed avocados is one of them. Mm. And is the last one that I'm like going to grab. Like if you lay it in front of me, like of the three that were there, which the other one was like, I don't even remember to be honest with you. Cause the other two were so like unimportant to me up until this point that I don't remember what they were. But anyway, I tried the other two first and Brittany and my dad tried the avocados. Mm. And I knew as soon as their eyes did this, what is this?
God, dude, it's so immaculate in your mouth, man. Oh. It's so great.
It's the perfect amount of smoothness and crunchiness and spicy flavor.
It's fried, but the avocado just seems to work so well with it all. MSM Wyatt says, hey, good old buddy, old pal. I just dropped a new song. It called Plastic Eyes and That Shit Fire. I didn't know you made music, MS Wyatt. Also, MSM Wyatt says, hey, Reno, which Wyatt, what's Wyatt up, had been Wyatt? Asking about you. Wyatt was worried about you there for a little bit because you had disappeared. And we had Al, the new nerd, showing up, and then my brother and TJ on Friday. So Wyatt was starting to get a little bit concerned. And then, hey.
We're on a little bit of a hiatus.
He said, hey, you are describing a foodgasm. Yeah, I am, man. I am. I totally am. If you can find a place that serves something called fried avocados, and it's basically just, so it's got to be a sushi thing. I'm sure there's other kinds of fried avocados. But it's like the guts of maybe not yours, maybe you don't like fried sushi. The guts of fried sushi put into an avocado half, which avocados are like nature's perfect hot pocket because you take the big whopping horse pill seed out and you have a perfect pocket there. And you just shove that full of fried goodness. And then you just lather it. You sauce it up with the eel sauce, but my favorite, the spicy mayo. Spicy mayo is such a game changer that any sushi I read on any menu or look at in any, you know, display case that doesn't have spicy mayo as one of the ingredients is not worth eating.
Yeah.
Take that other.
And it's not the same. Like there's two kinds of people in the world. There's people who like yum yum sauce and only yum yum sauce, and nothing can compare to yum yum sauce. And then there's people who know the difference between yum yum sauce and spicy mayo.
Yeah.
And it's such a good difference too.
So I only like yum yum sauce when I eat hibachi chicken because I love.
That's what I'd say. It's good with certain meals.
Oh, I use that to like just smother the life out of chicken. And then the hibachi vegetables. Hey, broccoli, guess what? You're going to be introduced to my diet covered in sauce. Like you're not going to be healthy today.
Have some yum yum.
Have some sauce. All right, so Reno, one, thank you so much for introducing fried avocados to my life. Also, Reno, did you know this? Bananas are a lie.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I can't believe this.
All right, so
like, it's so strange too, because like, how did bananas become popular to eat if they tasted so bad?
So apparently, I had heard this on a TikTok, and that's how I get my information in life now. But I think I had heard it before then as well, or maybe it popped up on something else, and I just didn't really care about it at the time. But so it was like something about posing the question of like the bananas we eat now are not the same kind of bananas people were eating. I don't even know the frame of reference of like the decade. I guess the 20s, 30s. Like anyways, within like the last 50 years, bananas are different. And people have pointed to things like the banana flavoring. So things that are listed as banana flavoring. Like Runtz or Laffy Taffy. If you've ever eaten one of those, you've thought to yourself, this tastes absolutely nothing like a banana. No banana I've ever had is this way. And that's because it's a synthetic version of the flavor of a banana that none of us on Twitch, you know, maybe there's at least one 60-year-old guy on Twitch, but none of us on Twitch has ever consumed the banana that these flavorings were based on. And that, to my core, has rattled me. But, like, so I started looking into this a little bit more. And apparently bananas, you know, the United States has always loved banana. We use bananas as, like, a scapegoat of, like, there was a policy. It's like, bananas are nature's snack because they come in their own wrapper and you can throw that shit away. Or I guess if you wanted to, you could just eat it all. You could just be a monster and eat it. It's a biodegradable wrapper because it's natural. So you had all this stuff and everyone loved it, and like it's got the things that people need, vitamins or whatever. But anyways, artificial banana flavoring in the U.S. predates the Philadelphia Centennial by at least a decade. So that's apparently when these flavors were introduced. But like, why? Why did we have these artificial flavors? But all I really care about is this. Where does the banana change? Where did the banana change, Reno? Apparently there was a big... let's see. What happened? So the previous bananas. So the bananas we have now are called Cavendish. Cavendish bananas. Not the One Piece character that has insomnia and becomes a better fighter. Cavendish bananas are what we now consume. Before that, they were Michael or Michelle or Gross Michelle. Michelle. Gross Michelle. That was the previous version of bananas. But a plague? A some kind of farming, whatever you whatever it's famine or something, wiped out the large portion of these previous version, the Gross Michelles, and then we had to create new bananas, and that's where Cavendish's came from.
See, I don't know enough about bananas to really understand how you have these wiped out, but you can create new kinds of bananas, like. What?
So it's called the Panama disease, the Fusarium wilt, wiped out the Gross Michelle, not because people didn't like the taste, but because an actual
disease
of bananas came through in the 50s and destroyed the Gross Michelle industry and rendered it virtually extinct. I am so just... I don't even know what to do with my life.
So it says virtually extinct.
So there are people that still grow them, but it's not like a mass-produced.
So you can still get them if you really wanted to.
If you really wanted to, but I imagine it's not super easy. And also, like,
Is
this disease just like prevalent? Could it wipe out? Also, I feel like bananas might also have like weird growing. Like, you got to have like what? Some kind of unique environment, right?
You think they grow it in what, South America?
It's got to be close to the equator. Mexico? You can't just grow them anywhere that has like a significant winter, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
Let's see. Okay, there are efforts to use genetic modifications to create a version of the Gross Michelle, which is resistant to the Panama disease. There have also been successful hybrids of Cavendish and Gross Michelle, so a combination of the current banana and the previous banana, that display a resistance to the Panama disease. But, like, I've also heard... So the Gross Michelle was once the dominant export banana to Europe and North America, grown in Central America, but in the 1950s, Panama disease, a wilt caused by the fungus, whatever, wiped out vast tracts of it in plantations in Central America, though it is still grown on non-infected land throughout the region. So the land is just constantly infected? By 1960s, the exporters of these bananas were unable to keep trading such a susceptible cultivar and started growing resistant cultivars belonging to the Cavendish subgroup.
How many groups of bananas are there?
These bananas look different! This it's S bananas. Is bananas! B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
How long have we been talking about bananas, and that's just now the timing for that reference?
I've been wanting to say it for a while, but I've
been trying to sit here to hold it like, all right, we gotta have a good time frame to throw that in there.
All right, so what are the Cavendishes, and how'd they get in here? Well, let's see.
Are they different? Are they the same?
They taste different, so like that's the biggest thing, right?
Do they look different?
Oh. Kinda. Not really. No. Except I guess the Cavendishes are like super yellow. What? Okay, so let's see.
They go bad in 3 days.
Yeah, I think that might be I think that might be Soros. We're watching out for you, George Soros. let's see. Cavendish bananas are the fruits of a number of banana cultivars. What are cultivars? I am so... This is out of my league, Reno.
So I know what cultivate is, right? Like,
don't you conjugate words on me. this isn't a Spanish class.
So I'm asking the question here. I don't know the answer.
Escuchen! That means listen, Reno.
Is this the part, like, they do this with grapes? Like, is this where they, like, slice a little piece of it and then put a stick of the other kind into that stick? All right, grows?
Maybe. So let's listen. So a cultivar is a type of plant that people have bred for a desired trait. So these aren't even natural things, man. Bananas are a lie. Bananas are such a lie. So the Cavendish group of the AAA banana cultivar group, they have a mafia? Reno, what is going on?
Banana mafia.
The same term can be used to describe the plants on which the bananas grow. Well, who cares? Include commercially imported important cultivars like the dwarf Cavendish, the Grand Nain, which is the Chiquita banana. How is it different?
What's the freaking difference?
They replaced the Gros Michel banana, commonly known as the Kampala banana in Kenya and Bagoya in Uganda, after it was devastated. They are unable to reproduce sexually. These poor, sad, sorry, they're clone troopers! Is this where George Lucas got the idea for clones?
We've been doing it for years.
Instead of being propagated via identical clones.
Propagate, that's the word I'm thinking of.
This isn't even a real plant. What is a banana, man?
So, like, what's the difference between a banana and a plantain?
Can we even call these things bananas anymore? Apparently,
I don't know
once
what is real anymore.
Apparently,
are we in the Matrix?
Once between now and a frog hopping out of a pond and becoming a land-based creature, there were once things called bananas that grew, that just grew out in the world. And then through witchcraft and the hubris of man, we destroyed those ancient purebred bananas, or they tasted like ass. And then we've somehow, for centuries, have just been artificially creating sexless bananas.
It's all
a
lie.
To eat.
It's all a lie.
Due to the genetic...
We are eating the mule of bananas.
Due to the genetic diversity of the Cavendish, banana is very low. That's not even a sentence. That's not even a proper sentence.
Like,
oh, due to this, the genetic diversity. Okay, so they there's not like a wide variety. Like, so, like, you know how sometimes you could pick out something like potatoes, probably the easiest thing to look at. You could see all sorts of different shapes, sizes, you know, some of them completely knotted up or whatever. These right. bananas are like tomatoes, like actually garden grown tomatoes. You plant the seed or whatever, they come out looking all sorts of weird. Some of them do not look like a store-bought banana. Taste lovely, but also taste different. Yep. But like these things are literally clone troopers. These are Boba Fett clones of bananas. The extreme lack of any biodiversity and the fact that the Cavendish is planted in dense chunks of monoculture without any other natural species or plants buffering them means the Cavendish is extremely vulnerable to disease, fungal outbreaks, and genetic mutations, possibly leading to eventual commercial extinction. We are not only playing God with our bananas, but we are just tempting God with our bananas, Reno. These things what? Could be gone in a snap, and we'll have to look at a different cultivar.
What? I can't even put this into words right now.
What are monocultures? Agricultural practice of growing a single crop, plant, or livestock species. Okay. Well, that's not too weird. Like a lot of crops are grown that way. That's not weird.
Yeah, like isn't like my raised tomato garden bed a monoculture?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess in a sense if you're only doing
so fancy.
Well, as long as you're only doing a singular crop in it, right?
Yeah. Just tomatoes.
But like this is going to sound stupid, and I don't apologize for how stupid this is about to sound. Clearly, if you've been listening this far, you've probably heard various levels of stupid thus far.
We're about to trump that stupid.
But like, if it doesn't grow sexually, how does it grow? You just take a seed out of the banana and then it grows? Is that all that means? Is that it just...
Is there a seed in the banana?
There's gotta be, right, man?
No one knows.
How are bananas grown?
Where's the Illuminati? I feel like we're fixing to get like stabbed for stumbling onto something that we shouldn't have.
You remember the simpler times when we were talking about fried avocados, stuff full of sushi?
Now we're on to how are bananas made?
Does Joe Rogan know about this? I need an episode of Joe Rogan explaining to me what the hell these bananas are and what happened to the actual bananas. We let our bananas get Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and we didn't care.
I don't even understand.
But these things aren't even resistant to disease. If anything, it sounds like they're more susceptible to diseases.
They're more susceptible to extinction.
Why is this the current banana of choice?
Are bananas that fragile? Are we, like, this far gone?
Developing fruits of a Cavendish. What does that even mean?
Can you make more than one fruit besides a banana?
What? How did you think bananas were grown?
In a tree?
Bro!
Am I wrong?
This is bananas! They're pooping out of the mouth of a flower!
What?
Bro, what are bananas?
What?
What are bananas?
I thought they come down in like a little cascading thing and like...
What are
wait,
bananas?
Wait a minute.
What are bananas? Due to their phallic shape, they are sometimes used in sexual education classes. Dude, think about that for a moment, Reno. I know most people won't immediately have their brain snap to this, but how weird is it that a plant, or I guess a fruit that is asexual is commonly used for sexual education of a condom being applied? Like, isn't that kind of like spitting on someone that's already down? Like,
it's like a freaking eunuch or something trying to teach sexual education.
Yeah, it's like putting a strap on like a eunuch, I guess. It's weird, right? That's weird.
So it does grow on a tree. It is a tree, but it grows on like the base of the tree, like the.
Dude, I just don't understand.
It's so weird.
Okay, other classifications include double dwarf Cavendish, extra dwarf Cavendish, and grande nanny. What the? Giant Cavendish as a group of several difficult to distinguish cultivars. What? So the Grand Nain, which I think is the Chiquita banana, is the most important clone in international trade, while Dwarf Cavendish is the most widely grown clone. Dude, I am just so confused about how bananas...
What is going on?
I'm not even going to say bananas are grown. How bananas are made. Listen, birds aren't real. Bananas are a lie.
Birds are drones.
The earth is flat. That's why you don't get too close to the corner.
I gotta wear
pieces.
My armadillo helmet.
No, I am like super. I am legitimately, and maybe there's someone out there that's like a farmer. It's like these boys are idiots, and like that's fine. But I am so confused by bananas.
See, this is what I think of when you say, "Hey, bananas!" Like. This is the kind of thing I think of.
Yeah.
Like a giant bundle of bananas that you pick that one whole thing from the tree. That's what the general public thinks.
But are those Cavendishes? I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Now, those bananas look like they're about rotten, but still.
So the AAA banana cultivar include the Cavendish subgroup, the red Dhaka. Ugh, those things don't look good. The Flohorbin 920. What is that, from Neptune? And then the East African Highland bananas.
What the actual hell is going on?
Listen, Reno, here are the groups of bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. All right, so cultivar groups of bananas. There's the AA group, the AAA group, which are where we get our bananas from. There's then a quadruple A group, a triple A B group, a double A B group, a double A double B group, a single B group, a single A double B group.
How many daggum groups of bananas are there?
A single A triple B group, a BB group, and then the calamus section. Dude, are we getting the NAIA equivalent of bananas? Like, there's like so many other levels and we're just the AAA group, man.
Are we the NIT tournament getting bananas right now?
Dude, we're not even the NIT tournament. This is like the introductory in NIT. This is like the CB, the CIT or the CBI or whatever the other one's called. There's another invitational out there. Dude, I am just, there is a world. One of these is called the Crocodile Fingers Banana. There are just so many things I have so many questions about. Why do we have these other bananas?
Why is there so many? What's the difference?
This Lacatin banana looks like what I think of when I think of bananas. They're coming off a tree. They're yellow. They're like an orangish yellow.
Did you say Wackatin?
Lacatin.
Lacatin.
Yeah. Lacatin bananas, also spelled Lacatin, are a diploid banana cultivar from the Philippines. It is one of the most common banana cultivars in the Philippines. Dude, we don't eat the same bananas as everyone else. Is that weird?
Are we missing out on something, or are we getting the better of it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, are we getting the trash bananas? Are we eating trash bananas?
I'm really curious now, to be honest.
Is it just us in Europe that are getting trash bananas?
Maybe bananas are trash outside of the U.S.
Do Europeans even really eat bananas?
I mean, you feel like it's more of like a tropical climate kind of place.
I saw a life hack one time that said if you're afraid of like your teeth being sensitive to the whitening strips, you can take the inside of a banana peel and just rub your teeth with that for like 2 minutes, and it whitens your teeth because of like the acids in the banana peel.
That's weird.
But, like, this is a sexless banana that we're rubbing in our mouth. Like, does that make me a sexless banana now? Like, I have so many questions. George Soros has all the answers, I imagine.
So how does the tree reproduce, then?
I don't know. There's got to be... I'm going to sit down and watch
video. Usually how that works is it, like, it produces a fruit so that it can reproduce.
It's how the clones get made, man. How'd the clones get made? Because there's the clones. Have you ever had a bad batch banana? has the Clone Wars just been a euphemism for like banana?
Where
banana
is Captain
industry?
Rex banana?
There's been a lot of talk about bananas, so I guess we're done. See you next week on Mr. Cack and Me.
Weird.
Maybe we'll have more banana-related answers next time we talk about bananas.
We've talked entirely way too long about bananas.